we start this segment with Robert calling in. Listen on KGVY Green Valley, Arizona.
Hey, guys, I am so happy you're here. I just discovered you. Listening for the first time this morning, and I got a question about my peach trees in Green Valley.
They're red.
And you sound exactly like James Dobson.
Well, that's better than Rush Limbaugh.
There you go.
Well, anyway, I pruned the trees. I learned about pruning when I was living along Lake Erie and growing grapes. But last year I had delicious peaches, but they were small because we didn't get here last year in time to prune them. And as soon as they were ripe, all the birds send text messages to each other.
Yeah.
And is there any way to get around the devastation that birds can cause?
Well, a couple of things. Right now is the time to trim your peach tree, by the way.
It's all done.
Yeah. Okay. The second thing you need to do to get bigger peaches is actually to thin. Once the fruit all sets, you got to look at that and go, man, there's just too much fruit on there for them to reach a really nice size. And
uh-huh.
And you're better off having less fruit for a couple reasons. They'll get big. They won't break the tree.
Okay.
And peaches all get ripe pretty much at the same time. So how many peaches can you pick and what can you do with them at one time anyway? So thin them out really good. I mean, one fruit maybe every 10 or 12 inches going down limbs so that you end up with really nice big fruit. And then if your tree is pruned to a little shorter size every winter, if you prune it pretty hard, then it's a lot easier to put a net over the top of it. And netting trees is about the only way to prevent the birds from getting more than their share.
Sure.
Either that or you just got to pick them. Get out there the second they're starting to turn ripe, and the birds will kind of tell you when they're starting to turn ripe, right? And then you got to pick them all, but then you got to do something with them post-haste. So, you know, people will tell you that, you know, you can tie shiny things in the trees, you can do this, you can do that. They pretty much figure that stuff out in the first day or two, and it only works for a little while. But actually a netting proper size so it goes clear to the ground all the way around the tree. They're a pain in the butt to put on and to take off, but they will work.
Welcome to Arizona. We're glad you found us every Saturday morning right here, 8 to 11 for 26 years. So we look forward to hearing from you in the future, and good luck with your peach tree, Robert. Welcome over. He's got a 210, so he's moved over from San Antonio.
He could have a second career as James Dobson, radio imitator.
Man, a spitting
golly
image.
Dead ringer.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if we can bring Martha in and talk about her hibiscus. Go ahead, Martha.
Good morning. I have a hibiscus. It's probably about, 6 feet tall or so, real bushy. But the leaves are all turning yellow. So is that normal for this time of year, or do I need to do some kind of treatment?
It's been cold for a hibiscus. It's just kind of got the dull green, yellow leaves because it's just cold and damp. You might want to watch your watering. Most people are overwatering things like hibiscus this time of year. But it's probably more than likely just weather-related, and just make sure you're not overwatering it. Here in another few weeks, we'll want to start feeding it when it warms up about mid-February. Maybe give it a little bit of a light haircut, prune it back a little bit. If it had any frost damage on it, you can remove that, and it'll be just fine. But don't overwater it.
One last quick garden question before we go to Ray's tip here. Kathy's calling from Fountain Hills, and she wants to know, is pomegranate a tree or a bush or a shrub or a weed?
Well, it could be a weed. If you got a pomegranate coming up in your roses, it's a weed.
Well, she said she has this pomegranate tree that's not producing real well, so she's wondering, do I trim
that's
it up like a tree
then,
or do I leave it like a bush? She's wondering how to care for it.
It wouldn't be classified normally as a tree. It's, it grows multi-trunk, low branch from the ground. It's a bush or a shrub by definition. And prune it hard this time of year when it's lost all its leaves. They need lots of water. So lots of water and good fertilization, just same time as citrus, February, May, and September. and shouldn't be a problem.
We appreciate the calls. Ray, you've got a tip for everybody here.
I've got a pet peeve.
A pet peeve.
When I come to a customer's house and all I see is Bermuda grass just coming through the rocks, can I kill it? What they did is they put granite over grass without treating the grass. Landscaper comes in, just cuts it out. It does not go away. The rhizomes and stolons will live underground for 20 years here in Arizona. It's a perennial plant. That means it will just, it'll storage, and it'll be alive for a long, long time. When you cover it with granite, it acts as a, it just creates a, the water starts building up in there, and it'll start getting grass up. Spray the grass prior to putting the gravel down. Spray it at least three times with a really good systemic material. Spray it, let it die, water it, spray it again until it's thoroughly dead, and then you can remove it, put your gravel down, you're fine.
All right, we appreciate it. That's Ray Lopez of Scottsdale Weed and Fertilization. Jacob, the oldest of six that you brought in with you, how'd your dad do on a scale of 1 to 10?
I don't know.
All right, Mr. Harper, Harper's Nursery and Landscape, Hayden Road, just south of Thomas.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.